Hello and welcome to Power of the Parent, the podcast. This series is a new format and we are going to be focusing on a different topic each week, bringing you three things you need to know about whatever that may be, mainly from an employer perspective. But of course, there's plenty of reframing that parents could do to benefit from the content as well. We will be covering everything from parental leave transitions, managing boundaries, what to do when your talent pipeline looks a bit dodgy, tips on gathering feedback, and things like establishing parental support networks. So let's dive in. Today, we are focusing on parent and carer support networks. So employee resource groups, ERGs, affinity groups, support networks, alliances, whatever you know them as. These collectives of absolute smashers are all about supporting particular groups in the workplace. They're also one of the predicted areas of growth in 2025 to bring greater focus to the work in the inclusion and belonging space. So what do you need to know about them? Well, lots, and definitely more than three things. So this is going to be a start point, and then we'll revisit it in a future episode too. So first of all, the three things we're going to focus on today are: one, it's a safe space and what that means. Two, they're not a replacement for line managers or HR support. And three, they're not an events organizing team. So first up, it's a safe space. Yes, of course, I hear you say, but what are some of the considerations to make sure this actually happens? Well, we need to consider the time, energy, space, and purpose that they're given. What are the resources that they need to create this safe space? Perhaps it's on like a really practical level, a meeting space or funding a location for an in-person meetup. Things like boundaries are also going to need to be front and center. Knowing that you can talk about topics and they're in a psychologically safe environment will be essential. It can be really handy to ask existing and prospective members what they think will create that safety. You'll be handling intersectionality, cultural differences, and wildly different life setups. There's no point ignoring it and hoping for the best. A safe space means different things to each of us, but there are a few commonalities too. In this context, I'd encourage you to think about things like confidentiality, removing or safely calling out judgment, as well as stereotypes. Consider the mechanisms you have in place to help facilitate creating that kind of experience, because this is definitely a point that is common sense, not necessarily common practice, and the power of it can be overlooked. So moving on to number two, they're not a replacement for line managers or HR support. Now, many of you will know, I'm regularly heard to be saying, supporting parents is not for HR to fix, and it really isn't. They may well be natural custodians of things like policies, but ultimately it is line managers who need to lead on a lot of that parental and carer support. And the same goes for ERGs. They can't pick up the leadership responsibilities, but absolutely can complement other lines of support and responsibility. You could start with scoping things like role accountabilities and have an agreement about how to hold each stakeholder to account if there does happen to be some scope creep going on. And finally, they're not an events organizing team. One part of having a network group will likely be running events, workshops, and sessions. Now, these can be brilliant, but it's not their sole responsibility. And in my opinion, it shouldn't be the start point. I speak with lots of chairs and co-chairs of these kinds of groups, and they can feel an immense pressure to have a calendar full of stuff. But let's be honest, budgets don't always bend that way. And often we can start throwing stuff at a wall and seeing what sticks. In actual fact, if we flip back to it being a space for story sharing and gathering insights, we can be far more targeted and considered about what the network group can actually influence. Rather than a calendar of traditional events, i.e. workshops and external speakers, think about a calendar of conversations and see where you want to get to. That's all for this week. You can find further ERG and parent network tips on my employer resource hub, which is packed full of free downloads. It's all available on the Power of the Parent website, and I'll leave a link in the show notes. I'll be back next week with three things you need to know about avoiding performative action. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Power of the Parent, the podcast. If you have got a few spare minutes, who am I kidding? Of course you haven't got a few spare minutes, but if you would like to choose to spend a few of your minutes giving me any sort of review or rating, I would massively appreciate it. It does help other people find it, and it also lets me know that I'm hitting the spot with listeners. For more free resources, you can head to the show notes, where you'll find a link to the Power of the Parent website, or do head on over to LinkedIn and give me a follow. Search Charlotte Speak and my grinning face should pop up. Until next time, take care.